As Congress finally passes another COVID relief package, the Normal Town Council offers its own relief to bars and restaurants.
And I see this as something that here on the local level, we can do.
That's Town Council member Karen Smith. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Tuesday, December 22nd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with the Normal Town Council giving a break to some of the businesses hit hardest by the pandemic. Ryan Denham has a story.
The Town Council voted last night 6-1 to waive next year's liquor license fees for certain businesses negatively affected by Restore Illinois' pandemic closures and restrictions. Restaurants and bars in particular have suffered losses after bans on indoor dining. City Manager Pam Reese says eliminating the fee acknowledges restrictions and closures hurt places that host on-site consumption of alcohol.
The driving factor is to recognize the impact that the pandemic and Restore Illinois mitigations have had on these particular liquor license holders this year.
Businesses that violate local or state COVID rules in the upcoming year will be required to pay their liquor license fee renewal. Councilmember Stan Nord says that's why he opposed the plan.
This is beyond just giving them a break because of an expense that they had last year or in 2020 because the government came in and closed them down. We're now compelling them going forward to blindly follow whatever regulation the state puts out.
Councilmember Karen Smith supported the move.
I see it as a way for us at the local level to provide some specific relief to an industry sector that has been hard hit.
The town estimates those fee waivers will result in a $95,000 revenue loss. About 55 establishments are eligible. Those who aren't include businesses selling packaged alcohol, such as grocery, convenience, or liquor stores. Reporting with Michelle Steinbacher, I'm Ryan Denham.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County's COVID-19 testing positivity rate continues to drop, down to 8.4%, but ICU bed capacity in Bloomington Normal has tightened, now at 92% occupied. Eight candidates have filed for three open seats on the Unit 5 school board. All of them would be newcomers, as none of the three incumbents who were up for re-election filed petitions. And two people charged with looting incidents that led to more than 40 arrests last summer lost their bids for a new judge after a second judge rejected their bias claims against William Yoder. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. The Netflix miniseries The Queen's Gambit, about a young prodigy who overcomes sexism in the male-dominated chess world, has become a national sensation. The popularity of the show is also sparking a nationwide sales boom of chess sets, even in Bloomington Normal. Charlie Schlenker spoke to Jamie Matthey, owner of Red Raccoon Games in downtown Bloomington.
We are currently sold out of all of the beginner-level chess sets that we have because I didn't even know what was happening. All of a sudden, chess sets, which we hadn't sold in months, just started disappearing off the shelf. And by the time I heard of this new TV show, The Queen's Gambit, all the chess sets were actually picked up, and we can't even get those starter sets in. We have some really nice other sets, but you know, the beginner-level starter $20 sets are all gone.
How much would you normally sell in chess in a given year, and what's the difference this year?
We normally probably sell, you know, three dozen of the starter sets, and then, you know, maybe a dozen of, like, really nice, you know, hardwood sets that are kind of like more professional adult-level sets. And this year, we sold three dozen of the starter sets in, like, 2 weeks, right after the show came out. So it was a dramatic switch, and it completely caught us off guard.
Are you still getting inquiries?
Yeah, we're still getting inquiries. We do have some, I brought in some, it's called the best chess set ever, And it's just it's a really nice triple weighted piece set that comes with a foam mat instead of a vinyl roll up mat, which is what the starter sets have. And I did manage to get my hands on some more of those sets. And yeah, those are selling pretty well too. They're just a little bit more expensive. That's more like the $40 price point instead of the $20 price point. So it's been a great year for chess sets. It's more, we've sold more chess sets in the last 2 months than I think we have probably the last 3 years.
That's significant.
So, yeah, and I'm hearing similar things from other game stores all over the United States as well. You know, even the nicer chess sets, you know, the premium ones, those are selling well too. And it's getting hard to get restocks on those because a lot of the really nice hardwood boards are all made in Turkey or India. And right now we're having shipping issues all over the world trying to get our hands on products to sell.
What do people say when they're coming in and asking? Are they telling you specific things about the show, or did they used to play and this has rekindled an interest, or what?
That's exactly what it is. We just had a customer that was in 5 minutes ago that said because of that show, they got the chess set that's been in the closet out. They haven't actually played a game of chess in 3 or 4 years, and they got it out for the first time and sat down. And it was actually a mom who was commenting that her fifth grader now has taken an interest in it, and he can beat her on a regular basis, and it's kind of frustrating, so she's got to step up her game.
Have other movies or television events sparked sales of a similar nature in other product lines?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The big one was a couple of years ago when the Netflix show Stranger Things came out. That sparked a resurgence in Dungeons & Dragons. We sold a ton of Dungeons & Dragons sets and dice and things of that nature to parents who remember playing when they were a kid in the 80s, and now they're adults and they want to teach their children how to play Dungeons & Dragons. So we see this on a regular basis, you know, tie-ins with like the Marvel superhero movies and some of the Marvel games, Star Wars movies, you know, sell Star Wars games like X-Wing miniatures. So this does happen on a regular basis.
That's Red Raccoon Games owner Jamie Matthey speaking with Charlie Schlanger. Before we let you go, it's time to get your garbage battle plan in order for Christmas. Bloomington and Normal will be collecting garbage, but not bulk waste or brush on Thursday, and no pickup on Friday, so all of that will instead be picked up on Monday. Plan accordingly. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.